Now to a medical mystery in Brazil. There's a little-known virus that's spreading through the Americas. It's called the Zika virus. And because of it, Brazil's health ministry made an unprecedented announcement this month. It told women in certain parts of the country not to get pregnant. The worry is that the virus is causing a spike in birth defects. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Rio de Janeiro.
It was October 20th, and Dr. Kleber Luce, an infectologist at the Federal University of Rio Grande do Norte in the city of Natal, got a call from a colleague in another northern city with a question. How many cases of microcephaly had they diagnosed recently? He was asked. Microcephaly is a rare neurological disorder that results in infants being born with small heads and severe developmental issues because of underdeveloped brains. Normally in a year, he tells me, you'd have maybe 3 or 4 cases. In 24 hours, when we asked around, there had been 11 in the city. And that was a shocking enough number, he says, that we realized something very serious was happening. But what? Most of the women were then discovered to have had the Zika virus early in their pregnancy. Dr. Luce remembered a paper that had been written back in 1971, showing that rats infected with Zika developed a neurological condition. So an emergency meeting was convened, where it was discovered that cases of microcephaly had exploded in many parts of the country. He tells me this is a situation without precedent. Everyone involved in this is extremely concerned about what could happen. We don't yet understand this illness, he says. Zika virus was first discovered in the 1940s in Uganda, and it was named after a forest there. The symptoms are flu-like, low-grade fever, a rash. It's carried, like dengue, by a specific type of mosquito. More about that in a minute. Zika arrived in Brazil sometime last year. It's not clear when, but doctors weren't initially worried. Normally, it's not that serious an infection, unlike malaria and dengue. They are very worried now, though.
Pois é, o Aedes transmite a dengue e agora foi descoberto que alguns deles estão.
News programs are giving the virus blanket coverage. Meanwhile, Brazil's health ministry is working with the CDC and an arm of the WHO to confirm the link between Zika and microcephaly. 6 states in Brazil have announced a state of emergency. There are 1,761 cases of microcephaly, with the suspected cause being Zika so far. Brazil's health ministry says more than 1 million people could have contracted Zika already. So Dr. Luce says women should refrain from getting pregnant for now, echoing Brazil's recommendation. In the meantime, the government is sending out teams of health inspectors to try and control the mosquito spreading the disease.
So we're climbing up into the roof to see the standing tanks of water which people use.
Você capta aqui, vê a coloração da água, você tá clara, entendeu?
This inspector, Alfonso Jr., tells us he's taking a water sample from the cistern to see if there are any mosquito larvae. The mosquito they are hunting for is the Aedes aegypti. This bloodsucker spreads not only Zika, but yellow fever and dengue. It first arrived in Brazil on the slave ships coming from Africa, and it was almost eradicated in the mid-20th century here. But these days, it's everywhere. And one of the reasons is climate change. There's been a harsh drought affecting Brazil, which causes people to store water. The Aedes aegypti loves to breed in standing water. 36-year-old house owner Elizabeth Chidabro says her father-in-law has the Zika virus, so she knows inspections like this are important. But it's a race against time. Dr. Angela Rocha, an infection specialist with over 40 years of experience, who is dealing with the crisis, had this warning.
Mas essa situação é situação.
I've never been through such a period of stress, she told us. If we don't get a handle on this, we could have a generation of damaged babies. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.